That'd be great. Thanks, Elton. You know, we celebrated Easter about how many days ago? Maybe 70, 80 days ago. And so 50 days after Jesus, 50 days after he, you know, after the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus, they come to the day of Pentecost. It's 50 days after his resurrection. And after Jesus died, he didn't just go straight to heaven. He actually went out and met with his disciples and people. He hung out with them. People touched the scars on his hand. And he spent time with them, and they asked him many questions about the kingdom. And so something that Jesus said to them is that, hey, you know I've got to go, but earlier in the book of John, it talks about when Jesus was with them and he spoke to them, that there'll be a day I won't be here. But God is going to give you a gift. He's going to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. He will be your advocate. He will be your comforter. He will be the one that you go to for your source of strength and life, healing. For sustenance, it'll be the Holy Spirit, because I won't be here. You won't be able to come to me like you do now. And I speak life into you, but there's one who is God, and it is the Holy Spirit. We have God the Father, we have God the Son, and we have God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is not an influence. He is a person. He is part of the Trinity. And he comes and he glorifies and he reveals Jesus Christ to us. He reveals the goodness of our God. He reveals the different heart of God, of his great love and his kindness towards you and I. And so Jesus said to them, hey boys, you're going to be witnesses all over the place for me. But you can't do it on your own. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the power of God to come upon you. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so many of us have come to Christ, and we know he is our Lord and he is our Savior. And my question is, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? And if you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, are you continually being filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you continually making sure that you're filled with God's power and God's grace? Because we need it to navigate life. Life is tough going. Raising kids is tough. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. I've got three kids. They're all married. They're not at home. And those times it was tough. But do you know what? With the help of God, with the help of the Holy Spirit and his wisdom, you know, all of my children are in a good place. They're in a great space. You know, some have veered off and then come back. Well, one did. For a short time. Hey, God's got them. God's got our kids. Don't try and sort things out with the arm of your strength or your what you think and your might and your power, but the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the wisdom of God. So the Holy Spirit is really important to be in our lives. because he helps us to produce in us really good attitudes and kindness and joy, patience, forbearance with one another. Husbands and wives, yet. You know, to have a successful life, a successful marriage, a successful family, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. There is just, you just can't argue with that. I want to pray for some people. Maybe you suffer with some anxiety. God wants to touch you this morning. He wants to touch you. He wants to come deep down with his Holy Spirit and untangle that knot and that, you know, the fear of the future. God wants to set you free from that today. God wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit today. That's his will. That's his desire. It's just up to us whether we want it, whether we are hungry for it. Like Jesus said, go to Jerusalem. Wait. They waited. They prayed. And they were expectant. They're looking forward to, wow, how's this going to happen? How is this going to come about? Keep playing, thanks. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames of tongues of fire on the top of all of them appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. God wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit this morning. Let's stand up. Thank you, Father. If you desire to be baptized and be filled with the Holy Spirit, you desire a good thing. You desire a very, very good thing. Maybe you're just struggling. Been discouraged, you've been hurt, you've been pained. And the Holy Spirit is like just a flicker inside of you. And it's just staying alive. Like a pilot light that combusts, you know, the water heater. God this morning wants to touch that light, that flame. Cause a combustion in your life and cause life. The Holy Spirit is one who heals. Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. To heal the brokenhearted. To heal the brokenhearted. Are you hurting over something today? Are you hurting over something today? The Lord wants to touch you and wants to heal you this morning. He wants to bring wholeness to your life. He's to come to bring freedom to you. Maybe you're enslaved to a habit of something. You want to be set free from that this morning. The Holy Spirit is here to set you free. when he frees you, you are free indeed. Jesus will set you free, and you will be free indeed. Can we put a song up? Can we play a song at all? Is that possible? We could just quietly just sing. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Let's sing.
How could I express sing these songs as I often do? Every song must end, and you never do. So
come to the front. Please come. Please come.
Yes.
If you have any other prayer needs, please come now. God is present. The Holy Spirit is present to touch you, to bring wholeness, to bring healing. Please come. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your grace, Lord, this morning. Lord, thank you for joy. Thank you for joy this morning, Lord. Joy in the house. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Keep singing, keep going. You've got a lion inside of those thoughts.
so come on my soul. Well, don't you get shy on me, lift up your soul. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So come on my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your soul. Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So I'll throw up my hands and praise you again and again. Cause all that except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh. To you are all things, you deserve the glory. Cause I am so worthy. Yes, church, you sing it. Cause I am so worthy. Oh. exalt you, Lord, and I exalt thee, oh, and I exalt thee, oh. We're just gonna lean in, 'cause I exalt. We just want to declare this.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for touching lives. Lord, Lord, touch, continue to touch lives, Lord. Lord, as we are seated, Lord, as we are standing, Father, thank you for wholeness and healing, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you mend a broken heart, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You heal a wounded spirit, Father God. We bless you today, Lord Jesus, and we just give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Do you reckon you can keep playing? Do you want to sit down? Just strum along in the background. It's just, might as well work him hard till he's finished. Okay, take your seats, everybody. I'm just going to read this scripture, and then we'll close up, okay? Because I'm sure we're coming to the end of it, aren't we? So, at that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running. And they were bewildered to hear their own languages spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed. These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native language. These were all the different nations that were there. And all these people could hear them. And they were speaking in their own. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Perga, Pamphylia, Egypt, Libya, Cyrene, visitors from Rome. So God brought all these people together. That was a time of the Pentecost. They were celebrating in Jerusalem the Feast of Weeks. And they just happened to be there on that day when the Holy Spirit came. And that day, people from all those nations got touched and got filled with the Holy Spirit and began following Jesus Christ. They went back to their places and began to spread the good news. So God has filled you and I with His Holy Spirit and with power to make a difference in our community. And we say Jerusalem. Judea. Samaria. When Jesus told him, you're going to be witnesses in all these places. Samaria? Samaria, that's where a lot of them were mixed breeds. Hold on. Jesus, have you said the right thing? Are you for real? Or, you know, they're... No. The gospel, the good news is for all. It's for all mankind. It's for all peoples. Yeah? Isn't that good? For everyone. The gospel is not just for Jews and Gentiles or Jews and... No, it's for everybody. It's for all. For God so loved the world, that's everybody, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.